The Cold Omaha Podcast Network.
You can put it on the board!
Woo!
What's up, guys? Brandon Warren here for the Midwest Swing Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Midwest Swing Pod. We're part of the Zone Coverage Podcast Network, which you can find on Twitter at Zone Coverage MN. We are releasing a three-pack of podcasts today. The first is Chris Jimenez and I hanging out at Target Field in the clubhouse. The other is me breaking down the third win of four in a row against the Milwaukee Brewers on Periscope. And the final one is this one with me chatting with Ryan Pressly in the Twins clubhouse. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Ryan Pressly of the Minnesota Twins.
So obviously 16 strikeouts, one walk. I think the walk came yesterday. Maybe there's been two walks now, but the numbers look good, and you know I guess that wasn't true really. Has anything changed for you specifically, or is it just kind of the ebbs and flows of relief work because of, you know, so few innings that it kind of inflate fast?
It was a little bit of mechanical stuff that was a little bit wrong. Pitches were coming across the middle of the plate and missing the spots, obviously, but now we've kind of fixed everything up, cleaned everything up mechanically wise, and results are there. And you know, you throw some bad luck in the beginning of the season in there too, and you know, it doesn't help your cause. So now you just kind of have to roll with the punches, but everything's kind of falling into place.
So when you first came up, the Rule 5 stuff, you know, obviously you're getting your feet wet, didn't get as many strikeouts, and that's kind of gone up as you've gotten maybe more comfortable or just more acclimated to the big leagues. Do you consider strikeouts something you, like, actually actively go after, or you just pitch how you pitch and then whatever happens, happens?
I just pitch how I pitch. My job is just to execute pitches and get people out, whether that's a strikeout, fly out, ground out. I don't care how I get you out, as long as I get you out. That's what we get paid to do. So strikeouts are good, and sometimes they're necessary. Like, you know, obviously, if you're in a bases loaded, zero outs, you know, that's time that you really need a strikeout. But for me, you know, it's just kind of whatever happens, happens. But, you know, if I get you out, I get you out.
So the jump-off point that I'm kind of angling for there, you've been channeling your inner Hildenberger since you came back. I don't know if he's listening, but crazy ground ball rate since you came back. And obviously ground balls stay in the ballpark. They don't go for doubles very often. Has there been any focus with maybe a two-seam fastball or anything since you came back that you can point to, or has it just been, hey, it's 16 innings and anything can happen?
No, it's keeping the ball down in the zone. You know, like I said, I refer back to mechanical problems, and you know, when I'm leaning back and dropping down, sitting, it's almost like I look like I'm sitting down on a stool. You know, that's when the ball rides up in the middle of the zone, and that's when people are able to elevate and you know, separate their hands from their body, and it's not what you want. You know, with you know, the high rate of home runs this year, and,
especially this year,
you know, it's kind of bit me pretty hard, and but you know, it's all about how you're going to be able to make an adjustment, and you know, I think I've made that adjustment now to be able to keep the ball down in the zone. So just got to keep living down there, and that's when the ground balls are going to keep coming in.
So when you were getting hit with the home runs a little bit more, would you say the out, I don't want to say ouch pitch, but the pitch that was getting you in trouble most was at a high fastball? I mean, it feels like that's what you're saying, but I just want to confirm that.
Not necessarily. It was more of falling behind hitters. You know, 2-0, 2-1, 1-1, 1-1, 3-1, 3-0. You know, those kind of hitter counts, you know, they eliminate all the other pitches. And when you can't throw your off-speed for strikes, they're going to sit on one pitch and one pitch only. And when they get that pitch, they're not going to miss. And this is the big leagues. They don't miss up here.
So that's why it can be 98 out, 98, or 98
in,
98 out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw Rajay Davis turn around 101 in the playoffs. You know, it's, if they know it's coming, it's coming. You know, they're going to be able to get a hold of it. It's just about where you're going to be able to put that ball in your location where you want it. So if it's up, it's probably going to get hit out. If the guy, you know, somebody who throws a little bit harder, he's able to get away with some mistakes. But, you know, for me, if I'm not throwing any of my off-speed for strikes, then they're going to eliminate everything and just hit my fastball.
So. How do you avoid being predictable on the first pitch then in that case? Because your tendency, if you're they're working from behind 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, is to lean on the fastball, and like you said, that gets hit. Well, your tendency on the first pitch might be to go to the fastball. Do you kind of stick with what your catcher tells you? Do you, you know, mix it up with a try getting a swing and miss on a curve early? What is kind of your strategy for the first pitch if you're going to try get ahead?
It really depends on the hitter.
Sure.
You know, if he's an aggressive hitter, then, you know, we might spin a few breaking balls up there, see if we can get him to chase. You know, sometimes we might be able to sneak a fastball by some guys. It really all depends on the type of hitter, you know.
You know, Ryan Braun versus maybe a rookie guy or something.
Yeah, you know, a rookie guy that has a guy on second base is probably going to want to ambush, you know, a fastball because he wants to get that RBI, he wants to make that.
So you want to fight his aggressiveness.
Yeah, you want to, you know, and that's another thing, too, as a pitcher, you want to pitch to your strengths, too. So if this guy's a good fastball hitter and I'm a good fastball pitcher, good luck. Let's see how well you do.
Just challenge him.
Yeah, but that's always been me, and that's always been my mentality. But you're not going to get the results you want if the pitch is right down the middle or up. So if it's down in the zone, good luck. But that's really, I don't know how to explain it other than that.
Yeah. When you're really executing well, though, is your slider your better pitch than your curve, in your opinion? Or is it just different?
It's just different. It's different every day.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and, you know, I'm able to throw my breaking balls for strikes now. I wasn't able to do that earlier in the season. So, you know, 3-0, 3-1, I can throw that in there, but it depends on what day, you know, and how I'm feeling that day. You know, sometimes maybe all I need to do is throw breaking balls. Sometimes maybe I throw a couple two-seamers, and like last night, threw a two-seamer, got out of the inning. You know,
that was the grounder from Thames?
Thames,
yeah. When you face a guy for second or third time, do you rely more on what other guys have done against him or your own experience? Because let's just say you had seen Thames before. I know he went up overseas and he was Blue Jays before. But let's just say you had seen him back in like 3 years ago. Would you rely much on that, or would it be more what you've seen recently from him?
Not necessarily, because he's obviously made adjustments 3 years till now.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, like, you know, that's why sometimes you get scouting reports and they're like, all right, last month he was working on this. So I was like, well, what if he's changed that this month? You know, like, so that's why you just kind of stick to your strengths rather than, you know, figuring out, all right, what's he bad at? Obviously, they're going to have holes in their swings, but you want to go out there and be you on the mound. Don't try to be anybody that you're not. Like, I'm going to try to throw this 100 miles an hour. Well, throw it 100 miles an hour, say he's a good fastball hitter, he's going to hit it.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, it's all about pitch location and being yourself and attacking down in the zone.
So last thing I got is, has your repertoire, like, were you mostly four-seamers before and you split it up a little bit, or has that changed at all?
No, hasn't really changed at all.
No.
It's just like I said, been able to throw off-speed for strikes. That's a big, I think that was probably about 90% of the battle, and the other 10 was mechanical.
So sorry, I meant to ask this earlier. As far as throwing it for strikes, do you mean guys swinging at it or placing it in the zone where they might take it, or a little bit of both?
Both.
Okay.
You know, I don't care how you do it.
But you might have to set it up so that they chase a curve down, I mean, or a slider away.
Obviously, you know, 1-2, 0-2, you don't want to throw a breaking ball for a strike. You know, you want to be able to bounce it in there or, you know, get them to chase it. But for the most part, yeah, throwing off-speed for strikes is a huge part. And, you know, you can flip a 1-0 breaking ball in there, it's going to have them thinking, like, oh, crap. And you can throw that for a strike, too. So it's like, what can I sit on?
Doubting himself.
You can't really sit on any kind of certain pitch. So it eliminates a lot of the process for them.
All right. Hey.